over 600 posts across several Hugo sites. For years, the content management workflow was open VS Code, expand the file tree, squint at file names, grep when something wasn't turning up. Checking which posts were still in draft meant running a shell one-liner against the front matter. Sorting by date or word count meant piping things through awk. It worked. It always works, technically. But one morning, trying to find a post about infrastructure, I opened 6 files before I found it. The file name wasn't what I expected. That was the moment. This is a database problem, and a file browser is the wrong tool. The GAP static site generators are brilliant. Hugo builds my sites in milliseconds. The content lives as plain markdown files. No database, no vendor lock-in, no sync conflicts. Wouldn't trade that for anything. But once you have a few hundred posts, the file system stops being useful for browsing. You need to search across titles, filter by status, sort by date. You need metadata at a glance, not buried in YAML at the top of each file. Web-based CMSs like Forestry and Netlify CMS solve this, but they want to own the workflow. APIs, sync processes, cloud dependencies, they add a layer between you and your files. The content management part is good, the middleman part isn't. Why native? It had to be a Mac app. Too many Electron editors take 3 seconds to launch and eat 400 megabytes of RAM to display text. For a writing tool, something you open quickly and use for a few minutes, startup time matters. So does feeling like it belongs on your machine. SwiftUI made this practical. A table view with sortable columns, a split pane editor, a metadata panel, built-in components, not custom widgets to maintain. The whole app is under 10 megabytes. It launches instantly. The trade-off is platform lock-in. Textorium is macOS only. A mediocre cross-platform app helps nobody. A focused Mac app helps the people who use Macs. That trade-off is fine. The table view. The feature that made the project click was the table view. All posts as rows, title, date, draft status, word count, folder. Sort by date to find recent work. Filter to drafts only. Search across titles and body text. See word counts without opening each file. It sounds simple. Going from open file, read front matter, to scan a table is the difference between a filing cabinet and a spreadsheet. Customizable columns came next. Not every site uses the same front matter fields. Some have categories, some have tags, some have custom taxonomies. The app auto-discovers front matter fields and lets you add them as columns. Two interfaces. About a month in, terminal access started to seem necessary too. When you're already in the terminal running Hugo server, switching to a GUI app to find a post creates friction. But building a TUI in SwiftUI doesn't make sense. The first terminal version was Python. It worked, but it took over a second to start on a site with 621 posts. For a terminal tool, that's an eternity. The Rust rewrite with Rada2i brought startup down to 28 milliseconds. Navigation is instant. Search is real time. The two interfaces share no code, but they share a philosophy. Your files are the source of truth. The app is just a lens. What shipping taught me. First commit, December 15, 2025. App Store, January 27, 2026. Rust TUI on Homebrew a week after that, about 6 weeks start to finish. Some things that surprised me. SwiftUI's table has real limitations. You can't drag to reorder columns. You can't customize column headers with icons. Workarounds exist, a column customization sheet, display names instead of field keys, but the constraints are real. SwiftUI's table is adequate for V1. Adequate is working hard in that sentence. The first release had a silent data corruption bug in nested front matter. When you saved a post with nested YAML structures, dictionaries inside dictionaries, Swift's string interpolation would convert them to debug output instead of preserving the YAML. Your front matter would go from author, name Paul, to author any hashable, name Paul. Caught it in V1.0.1. Type safety isn't optional when you're writing to someone's files. macOS app sandboxing initially felt restrictive. Every file access needs a security-scoped bookmark. But it forces good design. The user explicitly picks their content folder. The app can't silently access anything else. When someone trusts you with their unpublished writing, that boundary matters. Where it's going. Textorium is a content browser and editor. There are great Git tools already. Hugo doesn't need me to replicate its build system. The value is in the layer between, managing the content itself. Some light Git integration is coming. Enough to commit and sync without switching to the terminal. Click a button, your changes are saved. No staging areas, no branch management. What does a writing tool owe its users? Speed. Don't corrupt my files. Show me what's happening and do one thing well. Static site generators got the hard part right. Fast builds, plain files, no lock-in. The authoring experience just needed to catch up.